Good morning. Our daughter Jennifer had gone to Russia for missions trips, but about, I'm guessing it was 7 years ago, she told us she wanted to move there to be a missionary. And so I said, well, you better not meet Mr. Wonderful over there. And then she said, guess what, Dad? It happened. So I went over to meet Emil, and I was thinking this morning about the words of Jesus, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So even though it's my inclination to brag on Jenny and Emil, I'd like instead to brag on the one who is giving them the courage to do what they're doing right now. They passed a law in Russia last June that you're not supposed to share your faith except in a designated area. I remember Jenny telling me about teaching in a college there, and the school administrator came up to her with a piece of paper to sign that basically said that she wouldn't convert anybody from the school there, or at least try to convert them at the school. I forget how it was. And she said after a 45-minute conversation, the administrator wadded up the piece of paper and said, we won't talk any more about this. We see what Jesus did going to the cross for us, and it took a lot of courage. And he's giving them a lot of courage, too. I'll tell a story about Emil. He told me that Sasha, who I met there a year and a half ago, it was in August. He was an electrical engineer, was it? And he had come to English Club. Well, Jenny and Emil have this English Club that they use to invite college students to and teach them English and then have a chance to share Jesus with them. And Emil asked him if he wanted a Bible, and he said no. He really was not interested. Well, after being around them, he decided he did want to read the Bible, and probably 2 months before I showed up there, he had become a Christian. And I remember him telling about his day on the job just before I got there, and sharing what is happening at church, and he is just alive sharing his faith. And I asked Emil about him. He says, he's like the mustard seed. He's just growing like crazy. And it's really exciting to see what's happening there. And I could probably spend the entire time talking about that, but that would not be right. I'd like to invite Emil. Am I going to take care of the kids now? Okay.
Good morning, church. Thank you for your worship. It was wonderful. And by the way, that your daughter found wonderful imperfection for you to know. Okay. You can hold him if you want. My hands are in my palm. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys, for your prayers for us, for your support, because that's what we need the most. And we are very glad to share with you how do we spend our life there in Russia and about our everyday. And we prepare for your presentation, which will help us to describe briefly of our everyday and why are we thankful for our everyday. Yeah, and if you will look on first slide we prepared for you. Oh, you can go back for one slide. Yeah, and we will start from our Sunday, and basically from our youth time. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. So Tomsk is filled with young people. There are about 9 universities, And so the very big portion of Tomsk is filled with youth. And that is a very big harvest for us. A lot of times we spend with college students. So when we say youth, that's mostly what we're talking about. We don't do teenagers very much. But yeah, so with the youth, a lot of the things that we do is... Next slide, please.
Yeah, it's our Sunday. We are very blessed to have a youth in our home church, because we spend with them great time of the week when we rest and then we can worship together as you guys do here, and to grow together, to go through challenges together, and to even have lunch, as I hope we have today, right? Yeah, and we have a very interesting time looking how God is raising young Christians and make very strong their faith. So we're very thankful, God, for our every Sunday, because it's something which inspires us and encourages us the most.
Yeah, we usually do that in our apartment, not in a mall.
Yeah.
Okay, next slide, please. Also, along with a Russian-speaking home church, we also have an English-speaking house church. So this is just a little setup of our church. Is the first Sunday of every month. We actually, Grandpa, maybe you should try to hold your grandson. We thought he wouldn't be quite as grabby, but... I just hope he doesn't cry. Let's just see if it works. So the first Sunday of every month, we meet together all as a church, and then we split up in about 9 different house churches. So our house church is one. This English house church is another. Mm-hmm. And we... Phil, you'll see he's the biggest, the closest in that picture. He's actually from Alabama, and he came to us as an intern through Harding University. We're about to get more interns from Harding. So he leads the house church, and it's a big draw for people that we meet, students that we meet that really want to learn English. They're willing to come to church because it's in English, and they hear about God through that.
The biggest challenge about this church that it starts at 9 a.m.,
yeah, and students so say, students
nine what? Are you okay with A?
Yeah. Yeah, that's difficult for college students. Next slide. Yeah. So we also, in preparation for that general meeting that we have all together and the first Sunday of the month, we have choir. So I'm very involved in the choir. Emil used to be, he kind of is now, and it is on Mondays and Fridays in our apartment. We have something in our apartment almost every day of the week, as you will see right now. I love it just because it's a time to worship during the week in our home. I mean, of course we practice and we have to get down to the nitty-gritty of the songs, but still it's a time to really worship together. Next slide.
Me, okay. Yeah. Family time. Family time is the, I guess, the one of the most important evenings for us, because we have so much stuff happens in the evenings that Tuesday evening is just something which we hope will make us stronger with Jennifer, with kids, to spend time together. And we really hope, guys, you also have this time in your family, because I believe that God will work through this time to make your family to be saved and to be stronger. Yeah. So we trying to go somewhere always, or just to spend quality time. The biggest challenge is not to go shopping. Yeah, but to actually spend time together, because we have the only evening available for shopping.
But we must eat. The grocery shopping must be done.
So this is like sometimes it's the issue of conflict between me and Jennifer, because she wants to go shopping. I said, we can survive without food. Yeah. But we're trying to find the way how to resolve it.
OK. Okay, next slide.
Yeah, this is the Wednesday evening. Wednesday evening is something very inspiring for me because I meet with youth who help me to actually make student ministry there. And we usually eat together. We plan how we're going to spend all events and all evenings on the week trying to serve youth there. And sometimes this time is also challenging because we go through conflicts when somebody doesn't like some idea and we try to explain why it's important to do it. And we hope that through this time our team will do its best serving together as one body to students, because we believe that all of us have different gifts. And if somebody, for example, will just disappear from this team, we already will feel like something is absent and we can't already handle some moments when students are all around us and there are plenty of them. So we really try to build good atmosphere, to build friendship, not just to do stuff together, but also build friendship between us. And it's actually challenging, but we have this hope that God is with us. We really hope that God is there as well, because if he's not there, man, we're doing something weird. But if he is there, we hope that he will make amazing changes in the city. Mm-hmm. We can go to the next slide. Yeah, and this is the actual event which we're happy to talk about. It's called Alpha Course. If you guys never heard about it, it's a special course which includes 10 Bible lessons. But it's not just Bible lessons. It's basically a fun time for students. We come all together to our church office or some other place, and we have free lunch. We prepare, we cook the lunch. No, dinner, I guess.
Dinner,
yeah, sometimes lunch. We cook the dinner for students, and they eat all for free. We usually have clean plates after them because students are hungry in Russia. And then we play some kind of games. We call it ice-breaking games for them to be open with us, for them not to be closed, and for them to see that we are not just how they used to call us cults, who just only think about Jesus and they don't have any brain after.
Zombies.
Zombies, yeah.
We're not and Christian
after
zombies.
We break the ice, showing that we are not zombies, we build new eyes, showing that we are zombies, because we're trying to teach about Jesus. But we are trying to do it in a way so it will be simple for them to understand, it will be easy to accept. And if it's possible to make discussion in the end, we work on discussion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. We'll go to the next slide.
So this is one of the big events for us. This is our Saturday. This is our English club, where we really use it to draw people in just through me being a native speaker and through any other Americans that come to us through Harding or anywhere else. People come to us and spend time with us and talk to us that we would never have contact with because I'm a native speaker. And, you know, I never thought that God would use that as a draw, but he really uses that as a big fat worm on the hook to draw our fish in. And
fortunately, you guys, yeah, if you'll be in Russia with us, we will call
you. Will also be
you will
worms.
Be able to become a worm. Yeah. We will catch the fish, and you guys, be
yeah, if
a
that
juicy worm.
If that would be something that God would lay on your heart to also come and be a magnet, a draw, worm on the hook, we can let you know how that's possible. And this is a time where we talk about many, many, many different themes and try to bring God into it and talk about, you know, we'll talk about something so simple as sports or, you know, politics or something, and really bring in the deeper issues of life into that. And we've had some amazing discussions because of that. Okay, next.
Yeah, this is actually also an event which we use for us to build friendship, because it's difficult for people to come to church. The Orthodox Church, unfortunately, goes against of us, and people who don't see the temple and don't see priests, they think that we are just cults who they don't want to follow. So we're trying to make these social projects, we call them, like English club, like student seminar, where we...
Can you translate what that says?
This is the invitation on the right bottom side of the picture, which is called Love, which is
Alive.
Yeah, it's about
a free seminar
between boyfriend and girlfriend, between husband and wife. We're trying to share with students experience of families who already married. Families who married, yeah. Genius.
Couples.
Families who are already having kids, just to share with them what the marriage is and what God thinks about purity, about a strong and healthy relationship between boyfriend and girlfriend, wife and husband.
Yeah, and it's usually things that they're very interested in, and it's a really good way to show God's perspective on how these things should be done.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, and we try to live life which is called narrow way, because we believe that this is most inefficient way to live with faith. When you just do stuff people can call crazy or senseless. But we're trying to pray for everything we do, hoping that God is with us and hoping that God will bless, God will change, because we are just His tools. You know, we're not able to change anybody's life besides to make it worse. But we hope that God will use us as His tools to bless students, to bless people's life in Russia.
Next. This girl that you see here, her name is Camila. And she came to us through English Club, and she lived with us for, 3 months?
She lived with us in an apartment for 3 months, yeah.
Yeah, she had some problems with her dorm, so she had to have a place to stay, and God brought her to us, to live with us. And during that time, she decided to get baptized. We were so excited. And she's, if you just listen to her testimony, it's so amazing how she just didn't understand what Christianity was. And then when she actually, she was also brought to us through another guy that is a Christian, that just seeing his life, seeing our lives, seeing lives of everybody else in the church, it helped her to understand that what it means to have a relationship with God, how different that is. And she chose to have one. And it's just very big, drastic change in her life since then. Mm-hmm. Next slide.
Yeah, and we are very thankful, guys, for you, because we believe that God listens you, and He helped us to serve there, even when we don't have strength for that or resources. He's still good for us, and He will help us to do it.
Yeah, God is amazing how He's supported us, and I'm just so thankful that He uses you to do that. And thank you very much.
Yeah, and if you don't mind, we want to worship you with you guys today, to sing with you 3 songs, just showing how much we are thankful for God and how much we want to worship Him through our songs and through our lives. Mm-hmm. Thanks, God. The faith is something very important for me and Jenny, because we sometimes have challenges which we never been before, in situations we never been before, and we have times when we are tired, exhausted, but God gives us hope and strength through our faith. And I hope I'll find the cape, the peak. Yeah, I think I put it somewhere else. Thank you very much. So I hope God also bless you guys to live this life following narrow way, and to invest all you have into faith you have. Amen.
So this next song that we're going to sing is Lord, I Need You. This is one that's been my anthem through many difficult times. I don't know if you've ever, this is a song by Matt Meyer, very similar to the old hymn. And, you know, there are times of troubles, times of temptations, times of struggles, difficulties, that you just, if you don't cling to God, just with all that you have, it's, you don't end up on your feet in the end. And, you know, it's possible for us to go through those struggles and to fight sin. There's a part of the song about temptation. And this can be your anthem when you're struggling with temptation, with sin. And, you know, we all have our list. You know, it seems to me that mine is much longer than others, but I think everybody thinks that. And God can really help you to get through these difficult times just by clinging on to Him. Let your biggest strength, your biggest satisfaction come from God, from nothing else.
Praise God. By the way, our church sings song very often because it's minus 40 right now there. They all need comfort and support. Yeah, also, we love the song, We Fall Down, and it's a challenge for us there, guys, to serve God and even make Sunday services, because we feel like it's very easy to live life as many people live, rational life, life full of pleasures and busy. And so we always go through time when we set our minds, our hearts, trying to think about God, how to really call Him holy, holy, holy. I try to understand why Bible always says holy three times, like why one is not enough. And when my child tries to put her fingers into outlet, I say her three times, never, never, never do it, because it's dangerous. And I guess those animals in the Bible who are in heaven worshiping God, creatures, sorry, animals, yeah, creatures, they probably also in such awe before God that they just have only way to describe Him as a holy and holy and holy. And let's, guys, worship Him, because we are one of His creations, and He is worthy to be called holy. Thank you, guys, for your attention and patience with us.
We just want to thank you guys so much, Emil, Jenny, for coming and sharing with us, worshiping with us. Wasn't that wonderful? We are truly, truly blessed to have a part in your ministry. You know, the heart of a missionary is the heart that the Apostle Paul had. And he said this when talking to the Philippians in Philippians 4, verse 17. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, acceptable, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to share in that glory. Thank you for allowing us to pray for you in our meager way to provide what we can to help you in your ministry. And our prayer for you is that God will meet all of your needs, that He will provide for you and give you everything that you need. And so our moving memory for this week is going to be the moving portion. Recognize the blessing that you have in being a part of God's ministry. not just in what we do for Emil and Jenny, but being a part of his kingdom and working in that. And the moving portion for you is pray for our missionaries, not just the ones that we support financially, but all of those who are out doing the work of the kingdom. And so our memory verse this week is going to be Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And let's say that together. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Let's say that together again. Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, we are so, so blessed to be a part of a much, much larger kingdom than just what happens here in Aurora. We're so blessed to have fellowship with Emil and Jenny and to know that we are a part of their work, that we are praying for them, that we are supporting them in the ways that we can. And Lord, we just pray for them now. Pray your blessings upon them, that they will go back to Russia refreshed, invigorated, ready to do the work of the kingdom. And Lord, I pray that we will be inspired here today to see the work of the kingdom and to recognize that we have our part here, that we have work to do in the community of Aurora, that we have a responsibility to be a vessel of light unto your world. And I pray that we are the kind of people who let your light so shine before men that they see your glory. Lord, we thank you for the blessings that we have. We thank you for the blessing of the food that we are about to partake in. And Lord, I just pray that as we go down and enjoy this meal together, that we will honor you, we will glorify you, and we will encourage each other in this time of fellowship. Pray this in your Son, Jesus Christ, most holy name. Amen. God bless you. Go with God this week.